episode of A Week Late is brought to you by FenEntertainment.com, offering the very best in free independent music from the great sunny state of Florida and beyond. Download underground hip-hop, rock, industrial, drum and bass, dubstep, ska, drumstep, jungle, and much, much more. From single tracks to full sets, albums, and remixes, all for free. Plus the latest videos that get you up to speed on all the current tech, art, music, video games, TV, movies, pop culture, and even anime. No ads, no pop-ups, no flashy distraction banners, and it's absolutely free. Never charge for anything. For all this and more information, go to www.fenentertainment.com.
Welcome, everybody, to 2013, and welcome to yet another episode, the first episode of the world-renowned A Week Late podcast. My name is Darren, a.k.a. Analysis489. For the new listeners, I include that because that's my gamer tag and my personal Twitter handle and my Facebook page. You can catch me on a couple different platforms if you want to socialize. For the returning listeners, welcome back. I hope you had a good holiday and a good new year, or are having a new year. Good New Year. This being a new day, a new year, new podcast, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. Not the styling so much, but I'm going to try to make it a little bit more concise here and there, trim the fat maybe, try to get to the point a little faster. Not because I've had any bad feedback, but just because I know the attention span of people these days is dwindling, and while I still tend to not edit anything out, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'm going to be condensing some things like the retro episodes and the bonus episodes maybe into one thing. I may be skewing away from a set schedule. I'm going to try to keep it to Sundays and Wednesdays, but don't be surprised if there's an episode that pops up willy-nilly somewhere that's not on schedule. That being said, this is a podcast where I review movies that are either no longer in theater, in some way, shape, or form online. And if they are in the theater, I will be into it well after opening weekend, hence the name of the podcast, A Week Late. So this will be episode 43. The movie I chose for this week is called Sleepwalk With Me. And I first heard about it, from a couple of different podcasts, actually, that I listened to. It's directed by a stand-up comedian named Mike Birbiglia. And it's pretty much, I don't know if we're supposed to know this, but I have some insight on it, and I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, but he was on the WTF podcast with Mark Maron and mentioned that he was directing a movie. He was writing a screenplay that was based on his life, pretty much, and he made a movie on it. I don't know if it's billed as an autobiography, but that's pretty much what this movie is. It was released what is now recently last year in 2012. That's why this isn't like a bonus episode or you know, a retro episode, because even though I didn't watch this movie in the theater, it's still really super new. It's available on Netflix if you have it. For the new listeners, we're not endorsing or we're not advertising Netflix, but I'm just letting you know that is the avenue in which, the media in which I'm watching it. I'm sure it's available at Redbox and other places, but the rating system for movies that I watch on Netflix are 0 to 5, and in theaters 0 to 11D, 0 being the worst, obviously, a movie so bad, not worthy of a rating, and 5 on the web, Hulu or Netflix or some other web version, being the best, and in theaters 11D being the absolute awesomest thing you've ever seen. On Netflix, this movie has a rating of about 4.25. I have pretty high expectations for this movie because I am a huge fan of Mike Birbiglia. He has a lot of stand-up available. If you're a big fan of stand-up, as I am, although the term funny is a relative term, he's funny to me. And I think it's really ambitious for somebody who may be outside of the comedy, regular comedy circles, for him to, you know, write and direct a movie so early on in his career about himself. The movie is rated PG-13. It runs 1 hour and 20 minutes, and the description reads thusly. An up-and-coming stand-up comedian deals with career and relationship issues while trying to ignore his outrageous sleepwalking habit. As far as I know, this is something that happened to him in real life while he was trying to make it on the scene, as it were. He developed a sleeping disorder, and this is a movie about that. So, that being said, for the new listeners, you'll hear some intermission music brought to us by our good friend DJ Aaron Bond from Orlando, as is the intro and outro music. And after that, I'll come back with the second portion of the show. During the intermission, you can pause the podcast and go watch the movie if you haven't seen it. However, in the second portion, there is a spoiler countdown in which I count down to the spoilers. Go figure. So at that point, you can pause it and go watch it, or if you don't care about the movie and you don't care about the spoilers, feel free to listen, knowing full well that I will probably spoil some stuff. That being said, enjoy the movie or not. And then come back and listen to what I have to say about Sleepwalk With Me, starring Mike Birbiglia. Who else? Oh, I'm glad I paused for a second to read who actually stars in this movie. Lauren Ambrose and Carol Kane. along with cameos from what I expect to be a long list of my favorite stand-up comedians, hopefully. I know for a fact that Marc Maron makes a cameo appearance in this movie. I'm a big fan of his stand-up and his sort of roundabout way that he tackled his career and built up like a huge podcasting empire. I'm just a big fan of stand-up comedians altogether. And, all right, there we go. So check it out, and I'll see you for part two of episode 43, I think I said, of a weekly podcast for Sleepwalk With Me. Cheers. Episode 43 for Sleepwalk With Me. Just got done watching it, and it's actually exactly what I thought it would be. That's not a bad thing. It's in a good way. I guess before I get to the spoiler countdown, I want to do a quick rating, not with too much detail, only because there's a lot to be said about this movie, and the only way I can do that is by talking about scenes in the movie that some people might consider spoilers. So, I had sort of high expectations going into this movie, only because I know the comedic angle at which this movie, I got it right away. I'm not sure if people that aren't familiar with his type of comedy are going to dig this, but at the same time, it stands alone. It stands good by on its own as an independent film. It's very stylized, which I like. For being a stand-up comedian, he has a really good eye as a director for how well things are put together in a scene. The music in the movie was also perfect to portray exactly what I think he wanted to get across. The Netflix rating was 4.25. I think that is actually a really good gauge on what this movie is, and I'll tell you why it didn't get a perfect score for me. I felt that the first half of the movie was him trying to put his act in the movie, which, through the structure of the film, it works, but it was just too obvious for me. The saving grace of the movie, not that it needed saving ever, was the supporting cast and the cameos of the comedians. There weren't too many. I think there were just enough. Some people might recognize Kristen Schaal, who is from Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And also she does voices for Bob's Burgers. She's been in other stuff, but that's what you would probably recognize her from. Wyatt Cenac, who is also from The Daily Show. He just recently had his last episode with them, actually, before the holiday break, before Daily Show went on their three-week holiday break. Wyatt Cenac had his last show with them. You've probably seen him in other movies, too. He plays minor roles in big films, I guess you could say. And also Mark Maron, like I mentioned. What I thought was pretty funny about the movie was it was very meta, and I liked that because in real life, the comedian's name is Mike Birbiglia, and in the movie it was Matt Panapiglio. And I just think it's funny how he's sort of making fun of his own name, it being hard to pronounce, perhaps, to some people, people getting it wrong when they're introducing him and hosting a show or whatever. And Mark Maron played a character named Mark, they didn't even really try that hard. It was like May Maron or something like that. Mac Maron or something like that. It was very similar. They barely tried to make it that it was like not him. But if you know anything about the characters in real life, there are really strong similarities to the characters in the movie. So yeah, I would say I would give this movie a strong 4.25 as far as the rating is concerned. And if you don't want to hear any spoilers, now would be the time to stop listening. And I'll give you a little off of that. We used to have a countdown, but by myself, it's a little awkward. So last chance for spoilers. Here we go. And it's not even really huge as far as spoilers are concerned, but I would say that it definitely is a autobiography. It's not pitched as one in the movie. You don't know you're watching a story about a real comedian unless you know the backstory about the actual stand-up comedian and actor in real life. Mostly, I hate when people use the term coming of age or finding yourself, but this movie is both of those things. I think it's really important, especially people my age, in my generation. I was conceived and born in the 70s. I was almost an 80s baby. That's neither here nor there, but there pretty much comes a time in everyone's life where you have to figure out what it is you're going to do with yourself, and this movie is about that, and I find it very comforting to know that that's everybody and not just me. This movie comes at a really ideal time. I'm really glad I watched this movie today because, like I said in the first portion, this is the first show that I've done in a really long time, and I almost had to be talked into doing it by a complete stranger to keep going. And this movie is about doing what makes you happy and hopefully having that turn out well. Hopefully that intertwines with what you can do on a daily basis, factored in with the thing that you like to, or that you love, the passion that you have for whatever given thing, going out and doing that and figuring out a way to make that a part of your living, a part of your lifestyle, part of your income if you want to make it a job. I've recently done just that, and so I think it's a really positive, it's like a feel-good movie, if you will, on facing your fears and overcoming things that you otherwise wouldn't do in your comfort zone, whether that's, in this case, in the case of the movie, settling down with a girlfriend or finding what you want to do with your career or beating a sleep disorder. I didn't much care for how this movie ended. It came up kind of quickly, even though it's not a fast-paced movie by any means. The only thing that does come up fast is the ending, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I thought it might be a sort of a happy ending, and it's kind of is, but just in a different way. And not to spoil it completely, because I don't want to do that at all, but I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with the unconventional ending in this movie. And I think for the most part, that's pretty much it. If you're not a fan of stand-up comedy, if you're not a fan of indie-style flicks and filmmaking, you probably want to stay away from this one, but I would recommend it. And don't take my word for it. Go check it out. On Netflix or any other means, Amazon Video probably has it, Redbox, YouTube, whatever. Yeah, Sleepwalk With Me, go check it out. Now, a lot of people, and by a lot I mean the handful of people that listen to this at on a regular basis, know that I've been planning a lot of new things for the website and the podcast for the new year. Some technical difficulties have come up that do not enable me to present the new version, the new design of the music blog and the podcast page, but it still is coming. And as far as the music blog side of things are concerned, I'm getting together with different people to have only original content on the site. G4 as a channel is going away, and I used to repost their tech news and some updates that they had for politics and whatnot that was concerning the internet and technology. Unless a video pops up that catches my eye, or maybe one of my DJs wants to present a video or something like that, we'll still be doing things of that nature, but just not as often for other sites. We'll be posting mostly original content produced by ourselves or somebody that we're featuring on the page. And as far as the podcast is concerned, we're still going to be doing that along with a lot of guests, be it interviews or articles. So for the new listeners, we are also available on iTunes. You can go to iTunes and search A Week Late, and you'll look for the Back to the Future themed font, if you will. AWeekLate.com is where you can go to stream these for free, download them for free on iTunes, on Facebook.com/AWeekLatePodcast. I'm telling you all that now so I can get that out of the way before I talk about some TV shows and video games that I've had the pleasure of watching and playing lately. But before that, for any music updates, DJs, events and shows, you can go to 489, the number is 489, entertainment.com, or fenentertainment.com gets you to the same place. We'll be using both with a new design in the coming year. And facebook.com/fenentertainment. You can also go to at FEN promos on Twitter and at a week late on Twitter as well for the podcast. I have had the pleasure of playing Assassin's Creed 3 since about October, not since about exactly October 30th is when I picked up that game. And since then, I have reached 100% on it, I'm proud to say, after about 80 hours of gameplay. Actually, 70, I believe. I'll check up on that. But I believe it's 70 hours flat of gameplay. I reached 100%. I love the game. It's probably one of the best Assassin's Creeds I've ever played, and I've played them all, except for the versions on the handheld devices, which I was lucky enough to get a Nintendo 3DS for Christmas, and I plan on getting the Assassin's Creed handheld for that. I believe it's called Liberation. I think if you get a chance, and if you like the whole stealth kind of gameplay, set in the colonial times, I would actually recommend you starting from the beginning, the first Assassin's Creed. It's a little clunky, but you don't really know that until you start playing the sequels. They start improving a lot on the interface and the gameplay. I think I am going to move on to Mass Effect now. I have the first two games, never played them before. And I've also caught up on Eureka, and I'm catching up on 24. Still watching Once Upon a Time and Grimm. Those shows are going to be coming back. I caught up on season 4, I believe, of The League. All really funny shows. You should go check them out. And if they're not funny, they're fun. Grimm and Once Upon a Time are really fun to watch. What else? Almost a little bit too much TV going on for the holidays. I sat around. Didn't gain as much weight as I thought I would, which is good. What else? I thought there was something else. There always is something else. But for now, I can't think of it. And I hate when that happens, because as soon as I stop recording, I'm going to think of it. And I would have probably been able to fill another 5-10 minutes. I don't know. I can't remember, and that sucks. But I have been catching up on a lot of stuff on TV and video games, so I can finally start getting rid of some of the stuff that's been in my Netflix queue and my Hulu queue for literally years. Normally, I'm funnier, and you would figure after watching a movie about a stand-up comedian that I'd be in a better mood, but it kind of brought me down to earth with subtle hints of comedy, put me in a mellow mood, got me relaxed. It was very, introspective. While I was watching this guy on TV, I found a lot of similarities to myself, and thinking makes me tired. So there's that. Thank you guys for listening. I hope it wasn't too short of a first episode for 2013, but I'm going to try to condense these into smaller bits so you guys can go out there and get more stuff done for the new year. I don't know, that just sounded good, not necessarily true. If you want to, You can hit me up on facebook.com/the word analysis and the numbers 489. You can go to fenentertainment.com and contact me there, or fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. That's it, you guys. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of A Week Late Podcast. My name is Darren, and I will see you a week ago. Cheers. This episode of A Week Late is brought to you by FenEntertainment.com, offering the very best in free independent music from the great sunny state of Florida and beyond. Download underground hip-hop, rock, industrial, drum and bass, dubstep, ska, drumstep, jungle, and much, much more. From single tracks to full sets, albums, and remixes, all for free. Plus the latest videos that get you up to speed on all the current tech, art, music, video games, TV, movies, pop culture, and even anime. No ads, no pop-ups, no flashy distraction banners, and it's absolutely free. Never a charge for anything. For all of this and for more information, go to www.fenentertainment.com.